Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Tatika. How may I help you?
Yes, what's your name again?
Tatika?
Hello?
Yes,
How are
ma'am.
you?
Yes, I am great. How are you, sir?
Doing okay. So recently, I placed an order of one of these free tactical backpacks.
Yes, sir.
It's supposed to, the charge was supposed to be $7.95 per shipping.
Yes, sir.
And that's all my charge is supposed to be. Well, I got a fraud alert from my credit card company that's saying that direct, what is it? Anyway, there's been a charge through your organization for $67.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find out, is that an error or what is going on here?
Okay, sir. Can I please have your first and last name?
Sure. It's Lawrence, Lawrence. Treadway, Treadway.
Okay, sir. I don't see a Lawrence. Hold on 1 minute. All right, I do see a Larry.
Well, Larry's fine. That's a good substitute. That's what I go by.
Okay, sir. Thank you for that information. Could I please
get
you to verify your address for me for security purposes?
Sure. It's 5531 South Roanoke Street, Gilbert, Arizona.
All right. Thank you for that, sir. I do see that they did try to charge you, but that it did not go through. And that was a free gift, sir. And I do, and it was a welcoming gift for joining a Factor Direct Savings Club. And in terms and agreements, it also says if you do not wish to be a member, please call back at within 48 to 72 hours. Due
for
to
what?
No call, sir.
I mean, why am I supposed to call back?
If you did not want to be a member. So basically, they enrolled you into a membership.
That must be pretty obscure. I didn't want to be a member.
I understand it. And basically,
what the $67.32 is charged is related to?
It's not charged, sir. It was declined. So you haven't been charged,
declined.
Sir. Yes, sir. It was declined.
Yes, I understand that. But what's the charge for?
That's what I just told you, sir. It was a membership.
Oh, well,
yes,
that's
sir.
Not right.
Yes, sir. It was a membership, and it was for $67.32. And in return, you would have got a $125 gift certificate to be used on their online web store. And they would have sent it to your email address as well, sir. But,
boy. So where does it say that anywhere in the order?
I do not like I said, sir, I am a third-party call center. They handle customer service.
Uh-huh.
So basically what I know exactly what your charges is for. I do not see the website. I do not know the survey or anything like that. I can just tell you where your charges come from.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what happens now?
I canceled the account, and you will not get any further charges from us.
Okay.
That tactical
right.
bag is yours for the keep, and
okay.
I will give you a confirmation number as well, sir.
Okay, please do.
Okay,
that would be nice.
All right, that confirmation.
Why are you working Saturdays, by the way? I'm sorry.
I work every Saturday.
Oh, you do. Well, hopefully that's not too bad for you.
It isn't. I mean, when I get home, I leave home. I don't have to be here until almost 12. So that gives me time to spend with my kids until
that's
I.
Good. Wonderful. That's very important.
Yes, sir.
Mine are all grown and none of all my grandkids.
Oh, okay.
Actually, my grandkids are old enough to be a great grandkid. But anyway. So the confirmation number would be what?
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
260-731-798.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. 798. Okay. And so if that confirmation number is
for the
cancellation, right?
Yes, sir. For the cancel the whole account. And I did cancel your account, and it is effective immediately.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your help. That clears things up.
Yes, sir.
I hope you have a very pleasant day.
You too. You too. And thank you
All
for
right.
calling customer
take
support.
Care.
All right.
You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye now.